Rob, but what do you make of the fact that somebody like Gingrich right now seems to be completely written off, and we haven't gotten to Super Tuesday yet?
Hey, Scott. First, thanks for having me. I think it's ridiculous for people to write any of these guys off. This race has been more fluid and crazier than any race in modern history. And you know, Newt's been written off what, four times now.
Yeah.
He's making a big stand in Georgia. He's spending a lot of time there. There's 76 delegates available in Georgia. And the calendar was set up this year for this to be a marathon, not a sprint. And that's what we're seeing here.
Well, and I think people kind of have, I guess, sort of an instant gratification kind of mentality, right? I mean, we think, okay, we've gotten through this many contests. Certainly we should know who the nominee is by now.
Absolutely. I think you're right. It's the instant gratification. It's like taking a picture with an old camera is no fun anymore. You got to take a picture with a digital camera so you can see the picture right then. But this is a snapshot of a long period of time, not just one or two races. I mean, remember, the first three contests were won by three different people.
Yeah.
Santorum won Iowa, I guess eventually won Iowa. Mitt
right.
Romney won New Hampshire, and Newt Gingrich won South Carolina. So these guys have all proven that they're electable, so this ridiculous electability argument is the fool's gold of politics, because once you're elected, it proves you have electability.
Yeah, well, isn't the argument against the electability case being made by Romney that he's lost so many elections?
isn't that just
obvious? I mean, we always hear that he is the Republican with the biggest chance, at electability. He's got the electability, but he's been running for things forever and keeps losing.
There is a little bit of irony there, Scott. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, so what do you make of some of the issues that come up in the Republican primary, where you have someone like Rick Santorum, who's very outspoken on social issues, when we keep being told over and over again that that's not what Americans care about right now? They care about the economy. If the economy is coming back, as it seems to be, as you look at the numbers, then will these social issues play a bigger role in the general election, no matter who the nominee is?
Well, look, I think part of the issue with Santorum and the social issues is he's genuine, he's authentic, he has passion, and when he's asked a question, he answers it. But let's also remember, all four of the guys left in our Republican primary, they all have pretty bold ideas for the economy, and they've all released bold economic plans. And the economy is on the forefront of the minds of Americans. And when people get outside of the air-conditioned studios of Washington, D.C. and New York City, out on the stump and out on the trail, these gentlemen are talking about the economy, and they are connecting with voters.
Yeah. What do you think after Super Tuesday, once that's over with, if Newt Gingrich doesn't make the stand, does that mean that he's pretty much done for, he's over with, and it really is down to a two-man race? And if it comes out, we're in a lot of ifs here, but if it comes out where you have Mitt Romney still on top at that point, are we looking at more of a real definitive picture to bring it back to that analogy? Are we looking at something that is pretty much set?
Well, look, to the new point, Scott, I think Newt himself has laid down the marker and said, Newt have to do really well in Georgia. But this isn't a new plan for Newt. Newt, I worked with him this summer, and his part of his plan was always to focus on Super Tuesday. So does he have to do well in Georgia? Absolutely, and he would admit that to you. But there's 10 states up, 7 primaries and 3 caucuses on this Tuesday, and then there are other races coming up on the 10th. We've got Kansas. We got on the 13th Alabama, Mississippi, which would be big delegate states, and then we go to Missouri on the 17th. So this could go on. It just a lot. We'll know a lot after Super Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, and one day we'll have a Texas primary too.
That would be
right?
Fun.
All right, Rob Johnson. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.